Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. So we're just thanking God, and we'll just quote one or two scriptures. All right. So let's start with Colossians 2 from verse 6. Colossians 2 from verse 6. It said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Next part of scriptures. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught. And He said, abounding in it. With what? Thanksgiving. So as you know the Lord, walk in Him, rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, and abounding in thanksgiving. Meaning, since you know you are of the Lord, and now you are walking in Him, and have understood that you are rooted and built up in Him, how you prove that is by abounding in thanksgiving. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let me give you an idea of what Paul means here. In Hebrews 12 and 28. It says, Hebrews 12 and 28. So you have a picture of what he means here. He said, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I don't know what rendition is this. But give me another rendition. There's a word we're looking for. The old KJV, probably. Okay, let me have it in the Amplified rendition till we find what we're looking for. Alright, it said, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Now, because we have received it, it said, let us show gratitude. Let us show what? Gratitude. Since we know we are in it already, how do we prove it? By showing what? Gratitude. See that? So God is like, if you have received something from me, prove it by showing thanksgiving, not fear. Are we together? Have you received a lot in Zoe conference? So don't be scared again. Whenever you are faced with a situation, what do? Give thanks to the Lord. Philippians 4 from verse 4. No more fear, but thanksgiving. Since we know what we have received. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. Let's see it in the regular NKJV. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. You people are dull. Are you tired? I mean, you dance very well. You now became tired. Shout glory. The way some of you are shouting, you wish that we are sharing food today in church. We forgot. Don't worry, next Thanksgiving we share food. Hallelujah. If I say how many of you ate this morning, many people will say they did not eat, so I will not ask the question. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Just be rejoicing. Don't be scared. Let me arrange my babariga. I talk to you. You know, it is so much confidence to wear this body I'm drinking here. Amen. Before I entered, I was like, should I not? Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Just be rejoicing. No matter what. Rejoice. You feel the pain? Rejoice. You don't feel the pain? Rejoice. You have the money? You can't see the money? You see, I did not say you don't have the money. I said you can't see the money. There are two different things. Do you understand? Let's bow scriptures in verse 5. It says, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Your gentleness, not your ruggedness. Right, this is part of the explanation. Don't be rugged. I grew up in the barrack. I grew up in the street. It's not our business. You are a child of God. There is no connection between rejoicing and ruggedity. You cannot be rugged and be rejoicing. People who are rugged, they don't rejoice. They are bullying their face. They want people to be scared of them. But if you truly are rejoicing in the Lord, you'll be gentle towards all men. You know, some people like to buy problems. When they see somebody talking to another person, they say, I wish Nami they didn't talk to. Make us show him something. Don't be like that. Be gentle towards all men. And rejoice always. That's a function. Now, whatever you are showing, the rejoicing and the gentility is a function of a revelation. There's something you know that is making you behave the way you are behaving right now. Next part of scripture in verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Rejoice, be gentle, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and what? Supplication with thanksgiving. See the mixture. Prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Father, it is done. Jagaga, ragaga. If you don't have thanksgiving, you can't even rejoice. And you don't see a manifestation. Because in prayer, something happens as we pray. The Bible says, when you pray believing you have received, then you will have. Meaning your prayer is not complete until you know you have received. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And when you are praying and you believe amidst your prayer that you have received, what will you do? Thanksgiving. So prayer cannot be complete until we hear thanksgiving at the end. Or in between. It is a proof you know you have received in the prayer. So he said, be anxious for nothing. Why should you be anxious? When this is our confidence is that God answers all prayer. If you know God can answer prayer or answers prayer, you can't be anxious. You can't be anxious. Daddy is not behaving well, God answers prayers. Mommy is not behaving well, God answers prayers. Your siblings, one is about to join a court, God answers prayer. Is bigger than him going to court. So think about it. So Satan will bring the pictures. He will paint the pictures. He will paint the pictures. God, your brother is about to join the court. Your brother is about to join the court. Your brother is about to join the court. Your sister is delving into prostitution. Your blah, 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 blah. But you remember, God answers prayers. And that gives you confidence. That makes you to rejoice always. That makes you to not be nervous, anxious. Do you understand? You see how the algorithm goes. Rejoice always. Be gentle. Be anxious for nothing. But pray. Pray with all prayer and supplication. Mix it with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God. Meaning when you are thinking, when you are praying about something. Father, I thank you for my brother. Although he's in a court, he's coming out. You see, prayer is powerful than the court he has joined. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's coming out in the name of Jesus. With all supplication. Sometimes you are crying. God, God. Because of, you know. And when you, before you are done with that prayer, make sure you are thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. My prayers are answered. You see that? And when you are done, you are rejoicing. In fact, before you started the prayer, you are rejoicing. Your confidence that God answers prayers. But there's a way to pray. When you are done praying to all supplication and the rest, you must mix thanksgiving at the end as an affirmation that you know he has answered you in the prayer. You see that? So I'm not anxious for anything because I know God answers prayers. All our requests, he answers it. Let me see the verse 7 if we will need it. Peace of God. You see, when you pray with this and that mentality, what happens at the end? Is it the peace of God which surpasses all understanding? Will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. So beautiful. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. All understanding. Something is wrong. People can't figure it out. But you just know that it's okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? people cannot place one or two together, but you just know, you're telling everybody in the house, forget about it, it's okay. Calm down, it's fine. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. I have a knowing everything's gonna be alright. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Be alright, be alright, be alright. It's alright, it's alright. Hallelujah. The feeling is a function of a knowing. Everything in my life is going to be alright. Let that be your confession. One to go. Everything in my life is going to be alright. Colossians 3 and 15. It says, let the peace of God rule your heart, to which also you were called in one body. He said, and be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Allow the peace of God rule your heart and be thankful. Next part of scripture. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Next part of scripture. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him. You see that? Paul is like, you know, if you truly have understanding, you will give thanks. If you know God has done it, you give thanks. If you know who God is, you always give thanks. You can never be in a terrible situation. You can never be in a terrible circumstance. Hallelujah to Jesus. First Thessalonians 5 from verse 16. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Some of you are looking like something is wrong with you. Turn to your neighbor and look into your neighbor's face like this. Everybody turn to a neighbor. Look into their eyes. And say, pretty, cute, handsome neighbor. Some people are not doing it over there. Go ahead, describe your neighbor in one glorious word. Don't insult your neighbor. Tell them something by faith. Even if you don't believe it, say it. Do you know some of you, it's been a long time somebody complimented you? There's a problem. No wonder you are boning. Please turn to your neighbor and compliment your neighbor. Tell them something by faith, even if you don't believe it. Some of you here are not telling your neighbor anything. Say you look taken away. You look glorious. You look fine. Nobody is telling that brother anything beside our favor. That's even favor's brother. Favor, when last did you tell your brother you look handsome? Tell him, let him hear you. He's shy for his sister. You know, some of you, you have siblings that cry, the way they talk. When you dress your best and about to go outside, they say, look, see big, he see head. You just say you fine. Mumu, go maybe they deceive you. So we have to talk to you today. You look glorious. Amazing. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love. I need you too. Look at your neighbor. I'll be singing it. With word. Some of you need the spirit of love. Hey, your hearts. I pray for you. I won't hurt you. With words from my mouth, I love you. It is His will that I believe. This one is right on time. You are important. Some of you, your problem is your roots. Where you came from, love is scarce. The only time you know your brothers love you is when somebody beats you outside. Apart from that, nobody says, I love you. In fact, when they hear I love you in the house, everybody is shocked. Who said that? You know, one of our ladies there in church came to me one time. She said, sir, when you taught on love one time, I went back home and I told my mom, Mom, I love you. And she pretended she did not hear. Mom, I say I love you. And she says, stop that rubbish. I'm joking. You can imagine mother said, stop that stupid thing. What is wrong with you? It's strange to her. Do you know that's why some of you, the day a guy tells you I love you, your heart melts. Because you are not receiving these things at home. Your house is just survival of the fittest. Then you step out, and one guy look at you and say, oh, you look so pretty, I love you, angel. Your head begins to blow. Whoop, 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 whoop. But you see, if you have been receiving this thing every time from your house, you wake up in the morning, your dad looks at you and says, angel, I love you. If any boy comes out with his smelly man, I love you, you'll be like, yeah. I get that every time at home. So you are able to discern the right one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Learn to spread love. Rejoice always. If you have the love of God in your heart, you'll be rejoicing every time. Not burning your face. There are some of you that grew up burning your face. You don't even know why you burn your face. Even you. If they say, give one reason why you burn, you don't know why you burn. You just burn. If I laugh, don't disrespect me, I will not laugh. Say a prayer, what do you like? They don't want to rejoice. Probably that's why they are not seeing answers. When they see somebody praying like the liberal high, shaka, it looks like Pastor Chris. Have you seen Pastor Chris pray before? People are doing he will be shababa. Yet when he does his hand like this, everybody is standing up from a wheelchair. It's not by serious face. You know, one time I was with my in-laws, some of them, and they saw I played. I was just led because in my house we don't watch film, we only watch Christianity, spirituality. So they came to my house one time and I played my sermon, then I played Pastor Chris's sermon. They were just watching. They couldn't talk. It's my house. Then the next one was Healing Streams. I played it for them. They were just watching Healing Streams. And I put one that was really strange. He just came and the anointing came upon him so strong. And he said, all of you here in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Stand up now. And all of them were just standing up like people coming back from life, from the dead. They started jumping and running. And I looked at one of them, the in-law, he was just doing his legs. He said, why are all of them, why is it so easy like this? He said, this thing is too easy. Now what for all this way? As he stared it, one answered, oh, wow. Tough. It's only God that knows the ones that are real. But all this thing, look at how everybody is smiling. It's too... I said, so you want it to be too hard? Oh, yeah, I answer very well. I said, you want it to be tough? I said, did you read your Bible and heard how Jesus healed people? Take up your bed and go home. The man before the pool. You know that man that was by the side of the pool? Cedar. You know, Jesus healing that man without him entering the pool is Jesus speaking to our generation. We don't need a pool. Anybody that says today that God said I should do a miracle pool is not hearing God. Because God in his days did not allow somebody to enter a pool while he was there. Because the pool points to him. He is the living waters. I'm trying to explain to you. And so the man said, nobody could take me inside. But you know the question Jesus asked him was, do you want to be healed? He felt like his healing is tied to the pool. So he started explaining why he cannot be healed. Nobody can take me inside. Even though my brothers that came and got healed, they left me yet. See, they left. Somebody received his healing and still had bad character. He could not help somebody to receive his healing. They ran away and left him there. And Jesus said, well, stand up, take up your bed, and go home. Very easy. The Gen Z generation will say, jege. If Jesus was in our days, and you will see a man giving testimony, my hands were withered. We spoke about that testimony for the three days of Zoe conference. My hands are withered. And the man said, my hands were withered before I came to this church, but as the man of God was praying, he said, lift up your hand. And as I lifted my hand, I saw one new hand. It will be everywhere on Twitter. Choosing testimony. Everywhere on Twitter. We went to one church, Glory Kayas, and one man said, hey. They will start using it to create comedy skits. Are you seeing this? We're supposed to be miracle minded. Expect miracles every time. Are you listening to me? Tell somebody to be miracle minded. Jesus heard that. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Where was I before? Courage. Be miracle minded. Amidst a tough situation, there can be a miracle. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. Thank you. Miracle. When you thank God, miracles. Miracles happen. Because thanking God is affirming that His hand is in the situation. Somebody is talking against you. Somebody is doing something against you. Blah, blah, blah. You say, Father, I thank you. Because I can't be defeated. A miracle happens. Are you seeing that? Glory to God forevermore. Be miracle minded. Be miracle minded. I can't be sick. Father, I thank you because I can't be sick. They said a demon is coming against you. You know, I said to somebody, I said, we are going to end witchcraft in this city. Or ended in our days, it will be said that they ended witchcraft, they cleansed the city. All those Azor spirits, all those Aleku spirits that held people bound. And you know that demon called Aleku is not a fair demon, it's unfair to women, especially. I think it's a male demon, yes, because they say when men cheat. Nothing happens to them. But when women cheat, they die. That's an unfair demon. And also some people call it spirit. It's a demon. All other works, all other gods, sorry, they are the works of men. Yeah. You know, I saw somebody one time came online, was trying to defend Aleku. He said people are talking against their spirits. They have to come and defend. It's their heritage. A demon cannot be your heritage. It's a demon. And how will he finish you when you go and do the rituals? You want to marry, they say Aleku ritual. You now agree to do Aleku ritual. You are in trouble. It's not because you are scared. It's obviously it's because they want to cheat. That's why. Mm-mm. You're in Christ, you can't cheat. Don't go and pay allegiance to any demon. That's how some of you find trouble. They say Aleku right, you give. Then every year now you are going to pour spirit. You know, one of our ladies here one time said they should come to the village and pour ogogoro on their mother's grave. This state. And I said, why? Say it's one ritual that she will not pour, she will just buy, let them pour on her behalf. I said it's the same thing. So he said, Pastor, what will I do? I said, just off your phone. That week they are coming. When they go and come back, on it and say your phone got spoiled. You did not know how to. That's what I told her. That's how she was delivered. You know, some lies are justified. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't go and lie one mumuti and say it's justified. First, the pastor say I go and do one terrible lie and say pastor say it's justified. I remember one lie I lied while I was in school. When we started GCMI as a fellowship, a lady wanted to come and cook for me. And she saw me as I was entering my house. She bought all the ingredients. And she said, Pastor, I just saw you entering. You are home, right? I said, no, I'm not at home. Because she said she wanted to come and cook. She said, why are you? I said, I went through the back door. I'm not in the house. Where are you? I'm somewhere far. That's justifying the realm of the spirit. Because I should not allow a lady to come and cook for me as a single man. You are eating your destiny. You think any lady will just come and be cooking for you for free? She suffer, cook for you, buy ingredient. You now say, Holy Spirit, say, it's that one that is my wife. They'll kill you. If you are wise, don't eat from the beginning. You know, some of you think you are wise. Ladies are giving you food, you are eating. Think you are using their head. Firstly, I promise you, you will marry them. And in case it doesn't happen, you are in trouble. Because they will haunt you. You know, some of you, your problem is food. Men, food. The way into a man's heart is his belly. Which kind of mumu talk is that one? So if you go to Mama Put and eat now, you marry Mama Put. Don't be like that. Are you listening to me? Say, I want to know that she's my wife. Let her cook for me. Let me know that she's my wife. Yeah, yeah. Years ago, I met one of our ladies there. She was cooking beans for some guys. She wanted to prove her place as a wife. I said, where is she? They said she was somewhere cooking beans. So I collected the food. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm cooking beans in some place with some brother in church. I say in church. I say, off the gas. Give him the phone. They gave it. I said, two of you start coming to church. They were not just two. Three brothers were waiting for beans with the main brother. And she's a living sacrifice for beans to be done. I had to call them. That bean spoiled that deal. It had to spoil. And I wonder, I said, don't cook beans for anybody. Not for rice, it's beans. He said they wanted to know whether she's a wife material. You don't know men, though. Oh my God. Don't joke with men. And you too, men, don't joke with women. You don't know women, though. You know, we are warning now about men. They thought they are thinking they are in charge. Women will finish you. You are hearing, ma? Okay. Oh, glory to God. I had one of my friends, he's married today. If he did not listen to me, he would have not married now. I will not call his name. He's happily married now. Years ago, you better hear me if you want to marry him. But if you want to make mistake, close your ear. There was a lady in church, a wonderful lady, that was scoping this boy, but he thought she was playing with him. They'll be playing like brothers and sisters in church. See your long ear. See your long ear. That's their chat. Your long nose. What did you eat? Your big head. And at a point he became a pastor. They were still calling my pastor big head. So one day he came. He didn't know what pushed him. It's the Holy Spirit. He said, Pastor, I want to stay with you for a while. I said, no problem. He came. And one day, I woke up in the morning and I saw him chatting. So I peeped into his phone. I saw him smiling, sending love emoji, chatting, happy, early in the morning when people are seeking the Lord. I say, hi. He just turned. I said, let me see your phone. And I went down because I'm your pastor. If I'm training you as a leader, me, I used to see your phone. I don't care what you think. I went down, look inside. I saw what was happening. Truly, they did not say, I love you. I did not love you. I did not say all those words. But it's big head. What did you eat? Blah, 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 blah. Unnecessary, stupid jokes and talk. And inside the jokes and talks, you'll be seeing love emojis inside. So when I looked at it, I said, what is happening? He said, sir, it's just my sister in the faith. I said, yes. And people are talking like this. Yes, sir, just jokes. That's how she jokes with me. Then he wanted to lie. You know, boys can lie very well. I don't like the jokes. She's the one joking the jokes to me. That's how they've lied for most of your head. Say, sir, she's the one disturbing me. Most of these boys have come to my office. I don't want to point you people. If I'm first now, I'll point you. Most of these boys have come to my office. I say, guess I do. Ask them what I used to tell them. I say, what of you? You don't like the joke? He said, I've been avoiding her, but she's disturbing me. Carry their phone and check. You'll be shocked. They like the disturb. As they disturb them, they'll say, disturb me more. Disturb me more. Then they'll now come and report at the end that it's the girl. When they now catch them, HOD catch them now. I say, what is happening between you people? You are escorting yourself too much. And how do you know they have problem? One is escorting one for a season. Before you know, he stopped escorting. They stopped talking. He now started escorting another one. Some of you brothers that always go home with girls, you like girls. See, I will not say it in a... You like woman. It's a bad character. You think people in church don't like women too? You think brothers in church don't like women? Some of them will pray in tongues, blah, 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 when you finish, go home. Where are they? They'll be praying in tongues at the gate and be waiting for Vera. Alpha, why did you take time? When I depart myself. His friend has gone home. His best friend has gone home. I've observed, yesterday I was telling Courage while we were driving. I said, I saw one brother with another lady. The first season, there was one lady. They were talking. They were like husband and wife. Even on campus, I pray they understand I'm talking to two of them now. Let God help. Let them understand. But they may not understand. Even on campus that time, if I go to BSU, I'll see them together. Everywhere. Together. All of a sudden, I observe they are not talking to themselves, even in church. And I didn't want to just come in between. Somebody is sleeping. Oh, I'm warning you now. I just saw somebody sleeping. I will not talk. Oh, where is our this thing? Our banner. Technica. Where is it? Let them see. Be warned. Oh. Be warned. Oh. I'm not looking at you. I'm using my side eye to look at you. Where is it? I was caught sleeping in church. Please bring it for us and keep it here. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where was I before the sleeper caught me? Yes. What did you see here? You hold it one by ear. One. We pray to catch two people. You know, the spirit of sleep is delivered by warning. Nothing but by warning. If you don't warn them, the spirit will continue. And they stop talking mysteriously. It's so obvious before everybody that these two people don't talk again. And yesterday while we were going, I told Courage, I said, you people in church will be praying in tongues like you are not in love. Even Courage, I caught him. So I said, all of you be praying in church like you don't love. Like they can't love. Then all of a sudden you hear that this one I've entered is in love. You see, which heart? I asked Courage yesterday, I said, how did love find space in this your heart that is fiery? Have you seen Courage pray before? I was was the spirit of love able to enter? Because this way, he says, look at somebody, he says, this one will be worse than Paul. Oh. He will not even want to look at a woman. But he's a liar. When they finish service, they are the gates. Go home. No, 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 no. And yesterday I took courage. I said, see that brother. There was a time, there was this sister. He was always going home with, now he has changed. He's another sister. Very soon now they'll come and tell us that God said that's their wife. Is God not great? So I just noted them. I wrote their names when I went home. I'm waiting for when they'll say, God said that's my wife. You know they had. They'll just start talking small. The next thing, God will talk. God is great. Many years ago, one of my wonderful sons in the faith were in BSU together. There was this lady he was playing with every time. He would play with this lady, play. One time when we went to Kaduna, I saw her do a plane where we stayed. And I said to myself, why were these two people not fall in love? My friends that were there said they would definitely fall in love. And I called him, I said, don't fall in love. Two of them said, huh? The lady said, God forbid. He said, God forbid. Then he now said, Habba, sir. Sir Habba. Me too, I started suspecting myself. I said, maybe I'm thinking too much. I repent. I forgot about the thing from the depth of my heart. Then I came back home, and one time I was eating in second camp, many years ago. As I was about looking for where to eat, he was eating beans and rice, porridge beans. He likes beans very well. As he was eating the beans and rice, I just saw him, so I quietly sat beside him. This man of God was making call for almost 1 hour. I was telling him, give me food, give me this and that. When they gave me the food, I ate, I finished, I drank water, I was watching him. He was talking to this particular lady. She had no reason that time. He would talk, he would almost scatter the table. Jesus Christ. When he was done with the call, and I'm touching like this, hello. He started laughing. Meaning I've caught him red-handed. Guess what happened the next week? God said, you won't try God? God said that's his wife. He says, sir, I know you have seen us joke, but see, sir, I did not plan it. Oh, I did not plan it. You know that song that says, I can never go back, oh. It's already too late, oh. It's too late for God not to say. God said. I said, please, this thing is just. He says, sir, it's God. I said, no problem. They forced me. I said, no problem. I don't need to bless what I don't believe, oh. I'll just agree. He said, bless me. I said, why do you need blessing? Is it not God that joined you people? You can go. That's how some people force me in my office to agree. Now, if you force me, I will leave the office for you. You will be in the office. Those days, they used to force me in the office. He came and said it was God, that he's not the kind of person that goes after women. He has been praying about this thing for some months now. God said that's his wife. And sir, if it's not God, I would have. I have integrity, sir. You can ask around. I said, calm down. He said, no, sir, see, there's a fire in my heart. It has to be now. See, I'm the only man in my family. They are waiting for me to marry, sir. I know time. There is no time. I have to marry this girl. I said, oh. Bring the girl. Let me see her. He brought. Before I said, PM, she said, good afternoon, sir. Sir, see, I've prayed about it. And I'm the one, sir. I'm the one. Before I said, PM, she already said she has prayed. She's the one. I say, people, don't you know, my love is to talk anything. I say, okay, so where will this relationship? We are ready. People are ready. Say, sir, if you just, in fact, it's just your voice so that we'll connect. I said, since you people have forced me to agree, people can go. Sir, you bless us. I say, you can go. Sir, you agree? I say, why would I not agree? Is it not you that say I should agree? You can go. 2 weeks. It's not up to 2 weeks. They called me. I was fixing my car. Sir, I'm tired. Before I drop the other one, I've called. Sir, I'm tired for this guy. He's a stupid guy. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Where are you people? We are in the public. We are by the roadside. I see you are quarreling by the road. Come to my office. They came. This one fire here. This one fire. I was just like this. I spoke peace in the spirit. You know, there's a way you can't counsel again. You have to declare peace. In the name of Jesus, every demon, peace. I said, please go and try your best. They went. Oh my God. Week after week, goes. I said, come to my office. This thing I break. You hear? They said, thank you, sir. They thank me for breaking it. And they say never again in their life. So you see, this thing is not about God talk, say, calm down. Sometimes you will be talking to somebody for long. God will now talk. Why will God not talk? The one met me years ago. He said, sir, the Holy Spirit, because he's doing business and the girl too is doing business. Be careful, some of you like that. You are programming. The person coming for you is programming. You say, the Lord is connecting two tech guys for global impact. Your husband may be a tailor. Don't be thinking like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Who told you that you need a programmer to become the number one tech person? Sometimes you need the word of a man who is a tailor. He's a tailor, but the thing he can tell you will make you go further than that programmer that we want to marry. So don't think it's programmer, tailor. Officer. Which officer said we want to marry another officer? Captain knows now. Those of them in the job, they don't like marrying themselves. I've heard it a lot because you are saying chancer. They now promote her beyond you. You now say chancer. You are telling your wife chancer. There's a way you talk too much. You say, see, don't throw smoke in this place. We are both in this thing. We are men. No, you are a woman. No, we are men. So don't think it must be the same. Some of you make that mistake. Same profession. My husband is a pastor. I'm a pastor. My husband is no. Some of you make that mistake. He said he's into business and he saw this lady into business and she's spiritual. And he was already expecting God to say that's his wife. He was expecting it. So when he forced God to start, he created God's voice. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He created voice God like Mount Zion movie. John. You know, some of you have known how God speaks, so you create it in your heart. Sonny, so person is your wife. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. He now called me, sir. God has finally brought her. I say, who? When he mentioned the lady, I know the lady. I discipled her before, many years ago. That lady cannot be discipled anymore. They've stopped discipling her now. It's only the Holy Spirit that can disciple her direct from heaven. If he can. So I said to him, I said, this one I've passed men of God. Is that one you want to marry? That one is not a man of God. If you marry her, you will be under her leadership. She is the man. She is the covering of the home. Do you understand? Some of you make that mistake as women. When you are involved so much in spirituality, you start even walking like men. Have you seen girls that pray like this? What is wrong with you? They're not behaving like men. Women are moving like this here. Shaka papa, ekapa kopa, epo ikeko araka. Inside prayer meeting, they are calling men. Come here, the Lord said. Talk, says the Lord. It's not like women cannot prophesy to men, but you now you are behaving like a man. I've seen women like that going for prayer meeting. They will be like, shanda papa papa, and the next 2 years. My husband does not see me like a woman, sir. I can't remember when last my husband touched me like this. I detest him. Why? What with a man? What would a man be doing with a man? Regular ladies we know walk like this. You are walking like this. A principality of God. No matter see, no matter how you become spiritual, don't carry this thing too much on your head that you miss it the way it's supposed to be. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So I told him, he said, the Holy Ghost is disturbing me to go, and I'm telling the Holy Ghost I can't go now. I said, which Holy Ghost? I called him, I said, you are a liar. Not the Holy Ghost we know. In fact, if you say you don't want to marry, the Holy Ghost will thank God. He will thank himself that he has gotten another eunuch. That will not be in Jamaica preaching and they will say, baby is not sleeping well. So I said to him, be warned. He now tried to go. While he was trying, another pastor he knows called him and warned him. He now saw in the realm of the spirit, God warned him. Now, the real Holy Ghost now told him, she is not your wife. So he called me and said, sir, truly, this woman is not my wife. Blah, blah, blah. He now heard one terrible thing she did just before he answered out. How she shunned a man of God. He said, no, me, I've not even reached that man of God level. They shunned man of God. What of me? They'll be controlling me in the house. Be careful. It's Thanksgiving, but I'm adding this. Are we together? Be careful. God has a wife and a husband for everybody sitting here. And listen, even if you had a child out of wedlock, God has a husband for you. Many people don't believe this, but it's true. Sometimes people single mom, they make this mistake. They think their own is finished. So you see them start living wayward lives after having one child because they think nobody will get married to them. Never think like that. You know, if I ask most men here, can you marry a single mom? Raise your hand. Let me take for instance. How many of you can marry a single mom? Raise your hands up. You know, I know many people did not raise their hands, but you see, we are glad that more than three people raised their hands. Can we celebrate God for that? More than three people. I was not expecting everybody to raise their hands. I would be shocked if everybody raised their hands. But did you see that more than three people raised their hands? Why did they raise their hands? They have understanding. I'm not saying you don't have. You are being real. But there's a certain understanding you can have. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The other time I asked my pastors that one, but I will not ask that one here. Let's just stay with this one. Even pastors did not raise their hand for the second one I'm about to ask. But you know God can give that person a husband? I asked them, how many of you can marry a lady who is HIV positive? My pastors. But let me try this again. Probably they now have understanding. How many of you can marry an HIV AIDS patient? Both girls and boys. Let me see your hands up. Anybody? Lift your hands. Thank God more than five people again raise their hands. The rest of you laughing. You think you are wise. You are like Sarah. It's not wisdom. You are laughing from your own understanding. Do you know some people who are HIV positive, they did not mean to be HIV positive, for instance? Some of it was from childbirth. They did not, you know, some people, their mother gave them breast to suck. That's how they became HIV patients. So such people now, you think God doesn't have hope for them? He doesn't have a man for them? Yes. And medically speaking, I heard that you can marry somebody like that and still have a child. Is it true? No wonder Donald raised his hand. Because he's a medical person. But you see, one of the ones that got it because of immorality. You think when they now became born again, God now said, because of this your sin, you will not get any man to marry? How many of you watched that movie called Magdalene, right? That Mount Zion movie. How many of you remember that movie? The lady was looking wonderful, like some of you that made up this morning. Make up this morning. You know, some of you have not known who you truly are. She make up her face so well every time in service, put Brazilian hair. Thank God for some of you plating your chuku. We know who you are at least. And this man was drawn towards beauty. It's good for him. He now got married to this lady. Never saw her face in the morning. On wedding day, of course, the makeup was triple. He was so happy. He got married to the angel in the inner court. And when they got home and she took her bath and came to the bed, when he raised his head to see his damsel, In his heart, it seems like he saw a beast. And he shouted, Jesus! What am I seeing? He said, it's me now. Magdalene, your wife. You see, is this your face? He carried picture. He looked at her. This is not you. This is not. I'll be cheated. Next day, one day after wedding, pastor's office. Pastor, I've been lied to. Blah, 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 blah. Pastor was wondering. He said she should come to the office without makeup. When she came, even pastor too said, wow. I've never seen this lady like this. It seemed like this is my first time seeing her. That was not all. He said, if you deceive me for this, there are many things you have deceived me about. Tell me all your story. He said, that's the only way I'll forgive you. He thought he would forgive at once. She said, I cannot tell you, you offend. He said, tell me. Tell me. I'm a man of God. She now told him she has entered 5 relationships. That was not all. If it was just 5 relationships, it would have been nice. She got pregnant in the 5 relationship. If she had the baby, it would have been nice. She aborted in the 5 relationship. 5 abortion. He said, Jesus is Lord. Entered his room and locked the room for 3 days. He was crying, God, why me? Why me? And God reminded him with the prophet in scripture. What was his name? Hosea, who God allowed to marry a prostitute. Just because God wants to teach him something about Israel and his love. You see how God will do things? He gives the strongest battle to his toughest men. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The guy married a prostitute and God said, why I allowed you to marry a prostitute is to show you how much Israel means to me. That even though Israel is in sin, I can still get married to Israel. You see that now? If God did it in the Bible, will he do it again today? You are not answering me. If God did it in the Bible, will he do it again today? Some of you are not aware that there can be 5 foolish virgins. Thank God for the Bible. There were 5 wise. Jesus did that purposely because of the Pharisees. They felt they were God's best because of some sins they were avoiding. God said you can be sinless in terms of obeying the law and still be foolish. 5 foolish virgins, 5 what? Wise. That you are a virgin does not mean you are wise. If you marry a foolish virgin, you are in trouble. You have a foolish home. Are you catching something now? There are some women who have terrible past, but if you get married to them, they'll change your world forever. They'll change your life around. You know, a joke just came to my heart. Maybe the virgins are saying, Pastor, you are spoiling our market. Allow them to marry virgins like us. Everybody will get married. You see, what makes you God's choice for somebody is not the fact that you're a virgin. Am I protesting? Am I trying to advance immorality? Never. If you know God, you cannot continue in your sin. Some say, I want to explore, man of God. I want to see 2 things before I finally settle for 1. How can I be eating 1 food every time? Is sex food? Huh? Some of you are doing like what I said is a sin. Is sex food? You've never heard that before in your life? Are all of you not done from secondary school? That's the problem with church. If they say Jesus Christ, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. But right now in the world, they said the number one. Listen, it's so terrible. The religious circles have the highest number of teenagers who are addicted to pornography are in religious circles. Church mocks and the rest. People who are, they have the highest number of porn addicts. So in church, they don't mention it, but when they go back home and off the light, they are checking it out. What is that thing they say we should not look at? Let's see it. And that's how they become addicts, because they were not taught. Remember when you were growing up, some of you, I shared that 2 Sundays ago. Your mother told you that if you hug a man, you'll be pregnant. Can you remember? When you're not hungry, you're not pregnant. You say, I did not get pregnant. Let me try another thing. You know, God said that. He told Adam, do not eat. Adam wanted to make Eve scared. He said, don't only eat, don't even touch it. He said, don't eat, not touch. God said, don't eat. Adam said, if you get close to it, if you touch it, you have sinned. Don't add to what God has done. Are you listening to me? Else you create a loophole for Satan to come into the situation. But that's not my emphasis. My emphasis is God can use anybody. God is for everybody. No matter the situation, God is for everybody. Have you not seen people who are terrible past and they repented and they are very wonderful people? Wonderful people, loving people. And you know, we are biased a lot of times as men because it doesn't show on us. Our past don't show on us. It shows more on the women. A woman will get pregnant. The same sin is a woman that will get pregnant. Another woman is ready to marry that man that impregnated that lady. Do you know women are ready to marry a man that just got another lady pregnant? But the woman that got pregnant, every man is like, please, 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 please. One time I was showing my wife on Facebook. A man told that fine man. He said, I am 32. I have 2 kids. And I'm looking for a good woman to get married to. Come and see over 3,000 women in the comment section. Check me out, check me out, check your DM, check your DM. I said, did they know here he has 2 kids? But if it's a woman that come and I'm 32, 2 kids, I'm looking for a wonderful man who is God-fearing. Men will come to the comment section. You are not a serious woman at all. But God has somebody for everybody. Are you listening to me? He has somebody for everybody. Did you learn something there?
Yes, sir.
And open your heart. Some of you who are saying it cannot be you, open your heart. The truth is that you see people that raise their hand, most of the time God will not give them that kind of woman. It's all of you that did not raise your hands. I know some of you are saying, thank God I've married. It's some of you. And the way God will do it, I'm not swearing for you, is that they will not talk till one day to wedding. I have honey, I have this. You say you love me and that. You were teaching me about the love of the prophet Uzziah, how he got married to him. And I said, Kai, no, this is the man God. And what is it? There's this thing I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know that you had the capacity. But yesterday I heard your preaching. I heard you saying that you can marry anybody, like Uzziah got married to a prostitute. I'm not a prostitute, but I made a mistake while I was growing up. I'm HIV positive. Remember you preached yesterday. I don't know why Sonny is shouting hi. It's like your mind is doing boop, boop, boop. Remember you preached yesterday. Remember that joke with the willows when they started? He said he went to the mountain and he saw God. What's the woman's wife? Is it Jennifer or something? He said, you are my wife. He said, I'm not your wife. Oh. He said, I went to the mountain. I heard God from the 7 mountains. He said, my son, that's your wife. He said, are you sure? He said, okay, if you are, no problem. So let me tell you the secret before the relationship. They won't start the relationship. So now time for secret. I have had several abortions, blah, blah, blah. Makuka pie. Zoo, school, school, school. He heard what his mouth cannot say. And the tongues was cool, cool, cool. Before she finished the story, he flee. You know when the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. The man of God flee. God has a man and a woman for everybody. Are you listening to me? He has for everybody. Be gracious. Let your words be seasoned with salt to minister what? Grace to the hearers. You see, when I was growing up and the Lord showed me these things, I made up my mind. I said, anything God brings my way, I'll take it. Everybody have speck, heart speck. All of you women sitting here, you had speck, or some of you still even carry that speck on your head. Most of you men sitting here, you have speck. You had, or you even still have. Even some spiritual men have speck. They'll pray in tongues with their speck. God cannot remove that speck from their heart. The tongues will go close to the speck, it will not turn and fall another place. When they are done with tongues, they still hold on to their speck. If you follow speck, you will definitely make a mistake. Are you listening to me? Some wonderful men are not your spec. Is it long you want to marry or husband? Some people, their brain is long. As their head, as they are going up, that's how their brain is going away. Look at this man of God now, for instance. Are you seeing how tall he looks? I've settled case on this man's head. Long girls, not tall girls, long girls came crying to my office. Those days that he ate their food. Those days. So I was cooking for him. I told him the one. And then he didn't choose another girl. So boy, he did not tell me. I will now say, stand, let me look at you. When I look at the lady, she's looking. I'm wondering, why do you like this guy that is very brief? Is it but because they've observed something? I said to Kezo, is it where he's brief like this? If he was not, he's going to marry soon. If he was not getting married, they are Kira and they are precious them. They would have been disturbing this man of God. Is it the way they are long and he's brief? They would have been bringing food. Because they know what he's made up of. Me too, I had speckle. You don't want to know my mumus thing, stupid things, worldly things of the world. I wrote it down as one of my requests to the Lord. I was not wise that time. I said, Lord, as I'm serving you, this is the kind of woman you give me as a reward. I wrote it down. And when I came to BSU Remedia, I made an approach towards that kind. When I saw the lady, I said, woo, here am I. You know, when Adam saw Eve, he said, woo, man. Meaning, what kind of a man is this that is making me say, woo? That's how the name came, woo, man. I was like, woo, glory. I was singing, I will lift my hands and I will, you are holy from holy. I was like, oh my God. And I said to myself, this lady, you are my wife. As innocent as I look in Remedias, I had plans. Baptizing people in the Holy Ghost. You know these holy brothers, don't joke with them. Oh. I did not approach the lady. Never in my... I don't have this... I will faint. The way God did it. Not God. The way Satan did it. I was seated like this. She now sat by my side. In the fellowship. So, she wrote her name and her phone number. And I was next to write my name. And I removed my phone to check my phone number. I know the phone number. That's how I stole number. When I sent the first message. Oh. The team burgered the lady. She called. She said, I've never seen a test like this in my life. Man of God, oh. Songs of Solomon. We don't have anything but the Bible. I looked at the words, carved it from the Bible, and when I sent Jesus Christ, heaven came down. She started looking for me on campus. I was shy to when she saw me. Say, Jesus Christ. The day we saw, I put die. Oh my God. If you know me in Remedia, my ghettos can cut onion. Very sharp. And when I stood before her, she fell. And the relationship started. O ye mountain that stand before Zerubbabel, you shall be brought low. Speck, we go. There's nothing in this world that did not do for that relationship to work. There's nothing. Pray in tongues, sow seed. I sow seed. I'll see people that relationship is working. I'll carry money and go. So I'm sowing into your relationship so that my relationship will work. I forced you. You know when building is falling, you are carrying it up again. You put cement, let the thing stand. The block is falling. You are forcing it. You can buy 10 bags of cement for one block not to fall. That's why I like that song. If the Lord doesn't build a house, we are wasting our time. I tried all my best. I know one for when we walk around the street of Jos, that time in Jos, I like ministration in Jos because she was in Jos. And they said, Pastor Simon, come and preach in Jos. I was like, I'm coming. Forget about the honorarium. Forget about everything. When we are walking like this, you people look good together. It was like prophetic word. Good together. We look at ourselves. We look good together. And again, I was scared of one thing. I didn't want people to say, you started a relationship and broke up. I was very scared as a man of God. But God had already put it that thing must break. Some of you, I'm talking to you now, it will break. Take this word from me. The relationship will break. And from today, that's how the problem will start. A problem that will have no solution. They say, why did you break up? I don't know. I did try thing. No tangible reason. It is God that broke it up. Ask Pastor Emma. He was the one that came and did an announcement that I'm in a relationship. Because I was suspecting it would not work, so I was hiding it. He came to BSU and told everybody I was in a relationship. When the Lord told me to break up, I did not even have the mind to break up. Problem just started. Problem that did not have end. Before I talked, they warned me. Before I say break up, they say, let's break up. I say, yeah. You mean we should break? Man of God like me. So I allow the relationship to continue. After a while, I say, let's break up. Because you know, you can't break up from a man of God. A man of God has to break up. I refused to be, it had to come from me. So I said, let's patch it for a while. Then later I said, let's break up now. We sat down and we agreed that we are not meant for each other. We spoke about it. Ministry, blah, blah, blah. I cannot do those kind of things. Blah, blah. I'm telling you the truth. Because I was for spec. The lady is not my enemy. Wherever she is, she's not my enemy. In fact, while I was there in their, God used me to do many things in their home. And thank God for that. If you go for spec, you will miss out the will of God for your life. I thought there was a particular kind of women I like. I didn't know that I was wrong. Maybe the movies I've watched too much has affected my mind. So I had a spec. You understand what I'm trying to say? Some of you, your spec is from your movies. Where you grew up from. It carved a kind of guy in your mind. It carved a kind of woman. So my woman must be like Indian film women. Because you just look at yourself. You want to start dancing. Churigere. All those guys. You watch Indian film too much. Some of you have watched secular movies and songs so much that the woman you want to marry is Cardi B. You are looking for Cardi B in Glory Carriers Ministry. How? How will you find Cardi B here? Or you are looking for Rihanna in Glory Carriers Ministry. They say, I want a holy woman with a holy touch of Cardi B. I want a man with a holy touch of Jay-Z. Or Usher. He should look like Usher but sound like Jesus. Make up your mind. Your husband, some of them, their leg is long like this. Your husband, are you hearing me? Precious, you are hearing me, right? Your husband, some of them, their neck is like this. This is what they are doing. Focus on the kingdom. You know, one time, there was a relationship in church, and the lady was disturbing me that the guy is not hearing word, blah, 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 blah. Amen. And I asked her one question. I said, you think this boy wants to continue this? So I want to break. I said, you think he wants to continue? I said, break up. He will go and do thanksgiving. Some of these brothers, they don't even want problem. They don't want relationship. You would think you are doing them a favor. They are focused on their life. Firstly, they want the money to finish coming. Most men, you say relationship, they are thinking money. And it's a wrong thing. For men, I'm not trying to advise you to continue like that. You can never have all the money. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You can never have. When do you want to marry? 2037. Why 2037? You would think they know what they are doing. No? In their heart, they've calculated that at least by 2037, money go don't show. Bad as he bad. Money go day. You ask a brother, when do you want to get married? He turns into a comedian. marriage, I never think about that more. Some brothers seated in this church, do you know what is in their heart as birthday gift? PS5. They want PS5. Men are thinking of land to buy. They are thinking of PS5. As a reasonable man, what do you want to use PS5 to do? Play game. Do you know most of us, if we understood what we now know, would have been better than what we are financially right now? Some of you had money. All you are thinking of is iPhone 17, iPhone 13, iPhone 15. There are some men and women who saved hundreds of thousands to go and buy something to impress people. Now that you have your iPhone 13, has it changed your life? You know, one time my phone spoiled in Abuja. And I came back and I said they should give me phone, any iPhone. Jerome said any iPhone. I said any iPhone. I said I like the one that have button in the middle. Jerome said, no sir, you are bigger than that. I said, is it me that told you that I'm bigger than it? And I told him I don't like those new, and truly I don't like this new iPhone. This is my choice. I don't like all those ones that you be. I like that one that if you press the middle, it will bring you to home button. In fact, if you want to pay for something, you press the middle. Anything, you just press it. It's very easy for me. They say the one that do face whatsoever. I say in the night when there is no light, which face, if you wound and your eyes come out, which one? But your hand. So I say, get that one for me. He went and got the phone. When he was coming, he said, sir, me, I cannot allow you to use this kind of phone. You are bigger than this. If it means joining my money, I say, give me my phone. I can buy any iPhone I want to buy. But I can't be looking at my life to make a decision and do something with my money, and I'll say I'll carry 500,000. If I can remove 200,000 from 700,000 and buy one phone, I'll carry 500. I can't sleep. I'll be dreaming of the phone. The phone will be preaching. If except that phone has eternal life, I can't sleep. 500,000 gone. You'll be looking at the phone. We worship you, phone. We worship. What is in the phone? Buy land. Some of you, the money you had, you think you are poor. In 2022, some of you had phones over 300,000. There was land in this Makodi in town, close to town, for 300,000 that time. You did not buy. Now, when do you want to marry? Say, wait till I get your phone. Sell your phone. You get phone. Wisdom. See, ladies dying to us stupid things. A lady, no business, no job, iPhone 13 Pro Max. No business, no job, iPhone 13 Pro Max. Then you lift your hand, God is not faithful. See, he's very faithful. Now you know this here. If you sell that iPhone 13 Pro Max and buy. You can call any iPhone 200,000. Sorry, any good techno 200,000. You have it. Am I saying the truth? You are hearing me, ba? Because some of you are thanking God today. You didn't see any reason to thank God. There is a lot of reason to thank God. When I'm done with this service, some of you go and sell your phone. Buy a cheaper one. Then go and do investment. Buy that laptop and start learning that skill. Go and buy land in Api. 400, 500. In 2 years' time, it will be like 3 million. Which investment will you do that will give you 3 million in 3 years' time? Is it bank you want to save it that will steal your money? Are you people hearing me? I have taught a lot of things in less than 1 hour. Wisdom is profitable toward direct. If you think like this as a man, it's you that will be looking for marriage. It's you. Yesterday, what did Pastor Efan say? He said he's marrying this year. Look at how young he is. Is marrying this year. Most men that look young like this, they are thinking of 2037. He says he's marrying this year. Why? He has labored. He has worked hard. He has money. He is just looking at the money. The money is looking at him. So he's saying, at this money, let me use it for a just thing. Let me marry and start raising my children up. My children will look, you know, when you see my wife and her daughter and see me, you'll be wondering whether she's her sister. Raise your children while you are. Not that you are working with stick. Your child is in secondary school. With stick. You are 48. When will you marry? Say, no, I'm not ready, brother. I'm not cut out for this. I'm not cut out for this. Don't be following all those manchellos. Some of them in church, manchellos. They are not thinking marriage. They are 49. It's not God's will. Have you heard me this wonderful morning? And some of you having boyfriend, let me end with this. Unnecessary boyfriend and girlfriend. When the vision of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. God created marriage, not man. Some of you don't know destiny. If you don't know what God wants you to do, you don't need to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. You are destined to be single for now. Any man that does not understand purpose should not be married to. Because if he doesn't know purpose, what are you helping him to do? You are called helpmate. And if you now force yourself and enter that relationship, everything there will be sex, sexual immorality. That's the only thing that will happen. And any marriage, any relationship full of those things will not last. If you don't break up before marriage, you will break up in marriage. That's why the rate of divorce now is so high. Padebo is married for how many years? More than 30 years. He's married. Dr. Paul Eneche, more than 20 years he's married. Check our men of God. More than many years they are married. This Gen Z generation. My wife was talking with somebody over the phone. Less than 2 years. Was it 1 year? They've broken up. And the lady is smiling. Don't mind that idiot. I never knew he was like that. I would never. No. Less than 1 year. How many of you want to be in your home forever with your husband? Enjoy your life. Learn this wisdom of God. I was praying yesterday for people. I told the lady, go and break up. It's not a joke. Go and break up. Don't be in a useless relationship. Everything that happens there, how you know you are in a stupid relationship? Check your chat. When it's getting to 10 p.m., you say, let's play truth and dare. Break up. Break up. Useless questions. I was checking one of my persons in church, talking with somebody. They said, when last? What was this? What is your this thing? What is your body? Oh, stupid, useless question. Say, your boyfriend and girlfriend. You have not married. You are asking yourself, what kind of kiss do you like? How do you like kiss to be? What's your best kind of kiss? You have not married. See, let's practice this thing. Let's talk about it so that I will know what you like. Rubbish. Adam and Eve, did they talk about it? Boom! Cain came. Boom! Abel came. It's inbuilt. You see, I never knew that I can give birth to a child. I have a child today. Is God not great? All my life I was pastoring, holy boy, church boy. As I got married, I don't know how my teeth did that thing. There's a child today. There's a child. I've never practiced it. I'm not trying to condemn anybody that I've never done, but I've never done it all my life. That was the first time. JJC. I was telling her about me before I got married. One time after school, I followed my friend that had a girlfriend. And he wanted me to follow the girlfriend friend. And while we're talking, the lady now started touching my chest. As she touched my chest and raised her leg, I looked at her, small girl. I said, I'm coming, I'm not caught out for this. I ran away. I said, please, I'm coming, 1 minute. 1 minute, I ran to Lambo and went and climbed mango tree. I was thanking God for my life. I'm waiting for the guy to come and pass so that I will stone him with mango. I ran away several times. I told her the story. My spiritual father too ran away. He came to a house. He prayed there. The lady collected his number, called him for prayer, that the mother said they should come and pray for her. He came there, no mother, no father in the house, only the lady. He said, where are the people for the prayer? He said, today is me and you. She was telling him, today is me and you. Lock the door. He said, he was going like, Simon, I was just going like this through the wall. He said, he now saw one window. It was open. He said, I dive through the window. He said, he landed on the ground. He didn't feel any pain. Carried his leg like that without slipper. Thank you, Jesus. He was running home. Thank you, Jesus. Flee. Tell somebody, flee. I did not know how it happened. It went in the house. When she brought food, then she was teeing me like this. I was teeing her like this. She did me jakulikuli. I did that jakulukulu. And she did like this. I did like, Pastor, that's the last thing I remember. Say, we are GCMites together. At it all, of us, we are just cook for me. We are brothers and sisters in the faith. I want to know the kind of wife you become. You, we have never commanded any girl to cook for any maga in this church. If you say hear any brother say cook, report him. We'll fire his spirit with prayer. You will pray 20 hours non-stop in this church. That's your punishment. And you saw how he, you will see how weakling that one is. Because that 20 hours, his spinal cord will break. He will lie on the ground. We don't agree. If we catch you in this church, see, as we are preaching with one hand, we are warning with another hand. In this church, you cannot come and be toasting people anyhow. We will bring you to the office, to the Sanhedrin. We will judge your case. If somebody toasts you as a lady, let me warn some of you. If they toast you, report first. First ask them question, have you told my HOD? Have you told pastor? Say, don't worry, pastor does not need to be aware. Report, sir. That's why I like Amaka and their friends many years ago. Amaka used to report people that toast her to me. Sir, this person was asking me out. I said, no problem. Call the person to my office. That's why I know her husband will be special. Because she does not joke. If you toast Amaka, she'll report you. Some of you, they'll toast you, keep it, say, I'm mature. I'm not going to. We are adults. You see? That's why they've broken your heart. They toast you, report. He didn't say, come to my house. For what? Report again. Tell us, he said, come to my house. He said, you kiss me, I'm going to tell pastor. Talk! If you don't talk, how do we help the person? And unbelievers, the worst. Don't allow unbelievers to deceive you. There is no destiny for an unbeliever. Somebody who is not serious with God, all they want is sex. When they see to their friends, oh boy, that girl, I don't chop that girl. I don't. That one, when a church girl, I don't chop up. Choppers. You know, they think they are wise. You are heaping up stupid things for your destiny. When you are old, you see how stupid you are. When you become like 60 years, you see how useless you are. Are you listening to me? Many years ago, one of my neighbors, anytime they bring women, I was very stubborn on campus, even if I was a camel, I was stubborn. Anytime they bring women to the house, I will stop prayer. Parakaka! I will pray in tongues till the women will change their mind and go back. So anytime I see anybody bring a lady, I will start praying in tongues. Ja! Pa! Holy Ghost fire! Iniquity is wrong. Immorality. The Lord will judge you. Fire! When the ladies are going, you see them looking at my window and then, this guy. You see them pointing my window, this guy. One day, one of them approached me. Pastor, what is that? Every time I bring a woman, you are praying. I said, that's when I'm led to pray. That's when I'm led to pray. Then one day, I did not even know that he was in the house with a woman. I didn't know. He borrowed my spoon, I'll be fair, or something like that. I just knocked, gave me my, as I opened the door, he was a woman. And I collected, I said, I'm sorry. Tina got angry and left. He now reported me to the neighbors that I just entered his room and I have, the lady got offended. And I told them, but it's a good thing that she stopped. Blah, 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 blah. Then one day, he started mocking me. He said, he knows that I am jealous of him. I said, how? He said, because he can do anything he wants to do. He's not a pastor. He can carry women. He can, but me, I'm too young. God called me when I was young. I can't do anything. For him, he has done everything and one day he will repent and probably be a pastor. Can you imagine his stupidity? Then when he was laughing, I looked at him. I said, little does this one know that he's wasting his life. Do you know, same guy, after like 3 years, messaged me. He said, pastor, I wish I heard you. He said, my life is in shambles. I'm not trying to disgrace him. Just so that you learn. He said, I wish I heard you. Some of you follow women, one woman to another. Anything comes get, you are there. You think you are wise. One day you say, I wish I heard you. As long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest will not what? What a man sows, he must. Let know, you are following women now that you are supposed to be working hard. Your mate, Mark Zuckerberg, see what he has. See what you have. You have five women you have chopped. He has Facebook. See his wife. Is she like your babe? Eh? Is Mark Zuckerberg's wife your spec? Some of you will see Mark Zuckerberg's wife, you start laughing. She's like a comedian to you. He married her because of what is in the head. Not what is on the back. I get this. I get that. I be wife material. Rubbish. With empty score. Marry a wife that can teach your child tens and unito. when you are not around. A woman that can solve world problem leading to quadratic equation. Not the one that will be calling you and say, there's this mass problem they give. 100 tests. How do we start the thing? Marry, there are some women that don't even know how to fight LCM, HCM. But they get this, they get everything they get. I'm not cut out for those kind of people. You should not be cut out for them. Become the best of yourself. Bow your heads and pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship you. Thank you for your word tonight. It's light and life to us. Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, help me to make the right decision, even in relationship, for life. I will not miss it. Go ahead and pray. And Lord, if I've been going the wrong path, especially towards relationship, help me to realize and stop. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O God, be. Go ahead and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.